Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. By now, I'm sure you've heard the term Zoom fatigue, or this idea of video chat or video conference-induced stress and exhaustion caused by staring at a screen and staring at other people on screens for hours and hours, day after day, month after month. Anecdotally, and even personally, we all know Zoom fatigue is kind of a real thing. But some researchers from Stanford University recently published a paper identifying the main underlying causes of Zoom fatigue. And they came up with three main findings. I think they're kind of interesting. The first is lack of direct eye contact. While we think video meetings are great because we can see each other, we can't actually make real eye contact. Because when you're on a video call with other participants, your eyes have to be directed at your camera to maintain a version of eye contact. You're not really looking at the person. Otherwise, it appears you're gazing off into space. And during conference calls with multiple users, it gets even more difficult to maintain eye contact across the room. And there's a difference between real eye contact and video chat eye contact. And the researchers showed that the neural reward systems that result from authentic in-person interactions are compromised while trying to make these connections over video. The next cause for Zoom fatigue is just we don't like seeing ourselves all day long. It's similar to the feeling you have if you don't like the way your voice sounds on recordings. Seeing yourself all day long can be a little jarring. I frightened myself the other day when I launched my own Zoom call and all of a sudden, boom, there was my whole face taking up the entire screen of my laptop. And the researchers suggest by seeing ourselves all day long, we're making subtle modifications to the way we present ourselves. Because we have an image of how we think we present ourselves to the world and how we appear to the world. Although that's not always true. But in real life, you don't see yourself the way others see you, so you don't subconsciously make those changes. And finally, the third driver of Zoom fatigue, the lifestyle effects of this extended quarantine. During the pandemic, many people have gained weight. They've delayed haircuts. Their skin has become dry from being inside all day long. They've had a general lack of physical exercise and upkeep, and they just don't feel that good about themselves. So increased shame over your physical appearance results in additional anxiety of being on camera all day long in front of your peers and colleagues. And some of the features that Zoom and the other video chat services have to try to smooth out things, make you look a little bit better, etc., they actually just kind of make you feel worse. At any rate, Zoom fatigue is a real thing. It's interesting to know what's driving it. And it's useful to know that, hey, we're all feeling this together. Hopefully it'll be over soon, and we'll get back to having real, authentic, in-person connections and collaborations once again. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.